Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey sissies, this is Maddie. So sometimes when we record, things happen. And when we recorded this episode of Before the 90 Day, we didn't know something was going on with Poodle's microphone cord. So you might hear it cut out a little bit. Our producer, Christina, did her damnedest to try to get it to be as present, so that way you could get all of Poodle, you can get raw dogged with Poodle as much as possible. But there might be some glitches. We just want to let you know nothing is wrong with your device. This is our screw up, and hopefully we've got it fixed for next time. All right, enjoy the show.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I don't know what this is. Some of you 90 Day fans might recognize that music and go, oh, that's every time we do. You don't know it because you never listen to our podcast.
I listen to the podcast.
Every time we have a special announcement or like a news thing, we have our home thing that I created that it does, like it's a whole news thing.
Is this way to toot
your
own horn?
You're just talent, just stringing along here.
I do all of the planning. All of it.
I do all the tech and make everything look and
okay.
Sound pretty.
Okay.
But that's our...
Get over it.
That's our cheap-ass news music that I bought from fucking Pond 5 for $4.
I love it.
Well, it shows you the budget of 90 Day Fiancé because they used it too. Whenever... what's his name? Was being a news anchor. And they played that music and I went... that music and I went wait a minute, that's except they don't have Pond 5 playing in theirs like we do in ours because we don't pay for it. But I
y'all, that's like that's $4.
That's what they can afford. That's what they're like, that or not four, but like that's how much money they put into these shows. It just goes to show you, you don't have to make really good TV for a lot of money, because this episode was great.
That's Christian, right? The guy who
yeah,
was being
uh-huh.
Kind of annoys the shit out of me. I can already tell.
Oh, I like he's Minnesota nice. He got no, that vibe. That
no, this
but you
is,
don't like
this,
anyone.
This is. I need a lot of attention.
See, we'll see. I kind of think that about both of them. So we'll see.
No. I can't believe they used that. It did sound familiar.
Pond 5.
When I listened to the show once and fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, we can't listen to our own show. Again, no, I don't know how you
listen
to us.
I listen to like 5 minutes, God. And I'm so confused.
It's grating. I want to say something, too. You know when your mom's coming into town and she's going to be staying for a week, and so you want your mom to be comfortable, you kind of the way your mother does...
She calls me when I'm coming home.
Turn on timing. We should do that. When your mother says, "Kyle, what do you need?" So yeah. I'm doing that for my mom. I've gotten her. She likes her certain like.
This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze. I'm Matt Maher. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And you're Poodle. Thank you for that. So I got her shakes and all this kind of stuff. Well, I want her to have her coffee. And so I was like, well, my mom uses Keurig. I use a French press and blah, blah, blah.
I use a French press. Mm.
Well, I do. And because I don't have a lot of counter space. Your kitchen's huge. Mine is small. I don't have a lot of counter space. So don't talk to me about an air fryer. I don't have room for it. It's fine. But so I thought, well, Jake, you have that Nespresso that you got, but do you have your Keurig? And you said, yeah, you can use mine. I'd like for you to describe the condition of your Keurig.
Tell me
you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle.
It is fine. You want to show them?
I am going to show them.
I am going to show them for the intimate portion. Y'all.
This is a Keurig. And then he said the back part doesn't have a lid for the water.
I threw it away.
What? Why would you throw it away?
I don't know because I was gonna throw the whole thing away.
Well, why would you throw away just the lid?
You know, you're getting waylaid.
But no, because you crafted something, you were still using it, so you threw away the lid a long time before.
I threw away the lid a couple of months before I stopped using it.
So instead, he said, "But it's fine.
It's fine.
I've made a lid, and there's a janky ass piece of foil." That's just formed around it.
And I just, every couple days, I'd lift it up. And, you know, that's like the third piece of foil, though. So I did change the foil occasionally. So it's fine.
My mother's going to see this and go, I worry about him.
It is functionally sound.
Why would you throw away just the lid, though?
I don't know.
Tell me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle. Y'all, send us a thing on Twitter or in the Facebook group. Put a picture of something that is poodling.
It's when you rig something that you should throw away.
Yes. Yeah. When you jerry-rig some bullshit, you should throw away.
Here's the thing, though. Why should I order something new?
Well, at the time though, you were.
I was using
the Keurig. You weren't planning on getting an espresso when you threw the lid away. Wait, is that what perpetuated? You had so much shame and didn't want to buy a Keurig?
No, someone gave me an espresso.
Yes, the man friend gave you an espresso.
Yes.
And otherwise, you'd still be using this rickety piece of shit.
Maybe. It is structurally sound. It doesn't interfere with the function, and the foil was covering up where so nothing would get in it.
Mother Poodle would probably be happy you did that.
That's some foolishness, but I'd do it too. I think that's where I got that. My mother would do it. She would rig
little things
like that.
I know. Yeah. I saw whenever you were in the coma and I came over to your house, she took me on a tour every time and showed me all the things that he wasn't using this. This is a perfectly good table. And I just put up it. And then I strung it along with a couple of potato chip clips and it stands right up. And I'm going, what the fuck?
I get it honest.
Your house looked like fucking Mousetrap, yeah. The game.
I don't know what made her think she could redo my apartment.
She 100% did.
It was really bad.
I understand now how I used to, because you're not great with,
I'm not.
But you're not good at spatial stuff and organizing. So I often would do that for Poodle, and he would get so angry about it. I'm like, why are you angry about this? I'm just helping you. And then I saw your mother do it. I went, oh, because it triggers you.
It triggers me.
It's not about me at all.
Anyway.
Announcements.
Pond 5.
Pond 5.
Oh, this was a good episode.
We
don't have the title, y'all. This is Before the 90 Days, Season 6, Episode 4. We get it early. Thank you, Discovery. We love you.
TLC, really.
Well, TLC, but thank you.
I don't want to thank Discovery unless I have to.
Well, the email comes from Discovery.
Is it does?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, Discovery.
Yeah. So, Episode 4, this is our Part 1.
We're going to talk about Misha and Nicola, Christian and Cleo, and David and Sheila in this. We have a couple of announcements. Y'all, our Bicurious of Mer people is very recent still. If you haven't listened, please listen. That's on the $5 level on our Patreon or Supercast or Apple subscriptions.
I made my neighbor watch the first episode last night. I said, it's too good.
It's delicious. It's the little show that could. New season of Toe. This is Toe.
This
July
is Toe.
10th.
Coming back. We got Kenny and Armando. We've got Miserable Bitch and Big Dick.
I'm gonna have
of new people.
I'm going to have a special guest for that premiere episode of Toe. I'm very excited to announce it.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. When's it? July 10th?
July 10th.
Oh, that's great. Is that because I'm recovering still, right? Yeah.
You'll still look like
maybe like a frog, like a because yeah. I'll have so much swelling in my neck. I'll just be like
Rrr. Like one of the Walking Dead.
Yeah. Rrr.
Yeah.
Rrr.
And remember, y'all, we're also taking a week off July 4th.
Yes.
That's the 3rd basically through the 9th. I will say, filling in next week will be Robin and Michelle from Bloody Day Fiancé.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm very excited. We're
glad you got all the hot people.
Sexually harassing Robin.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you emailing the guys from another Below Deck pod. You're just getting the hot dick while I'm gone.
Hot straight guys.
God, you're just
that's all
so
I want.
That's pathetic.
Just swimming in dick.
Just easy. Wow. Where when it's me, he's like, let's do shows with just women.
I want the men all to myself.
Boy.
Because then it's then you're not there to distract them with your stories that go on forever. And I can actually ask them the real questions.
Wow.
Cut or uncut.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It matters. It's just different. It does matter. You have to approach it differently.
Oh, it matters, yes, but it doesn't matter as far as which preference or I'm still going to sleep with you either way.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's just good to know for a heads up.
So you can plan your attack.
I
feel for a lot of uncut men because you can tell they're a little shit, sometimes a little like anytime I'm with them and they're like, they always like, please be careful. And I want to be, honey.
Oh,
I know this rodeo. But I think there's a lot of guys that just go in there just.
Oh, you mean?
Just. Mouth first, just chomping
the
on
sensitivity
it.
Of it.
Yes,
yeah,
you can't chomp on an uncut dick like dog food, y'all.
I was gonna. Wow, dog food.
Well, you know how like when you feed your dog and your dog goes and just eats up all the dog food.
Wow, if you are on the infant portrait, you just saw me go. I shook my head like a dog or a cat smelling something bad. I had to. Oh my. God. Christina, edit that out.
Keep it in.
Jesus.
Just honesty.
I find a lot of guys on apps, though, advertise being uncut because there's a certain...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm not on them yet, so
but there's
I don't
a
know.
Certain kind of like... There's definitely a fetishization of it.
Really?
And there's some guys who like uncut. Yeah, it's ooh. It's making a huge comeback.
Oh, good. I once saw like a Slate article. I never didn't read it. But saying that you can grow yours back.
How is that possible?
No.
You didn't add anything to
that. I just saw the title and went, it's a mystery to me, as Aunt Karen says.
I think I would have to investigate.
Well, I'll Google it.
I think we're ready to go.
Let's do it.
I
feel like there was something I wanted to talk about.
This is what I was saying.
And you talked for 10 minutes about...
I feel like there was something else. Let me see.
I'll remember later. If not, who cares?
We are available on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah. Apple subscriptions, not Apple Podcasts.
Apple subscriptions.
We've always been available on Apple Podcasts.
This is actually what I wanted to say. There's a little bit of confusion, y'all. So the way it works with RG Plus, if you're on Patreon or Supercast, which by the way, Supercast, we are emailing back and forth. We are on. This has been a very complicated issue for people on the $8 the whole enchilada tier. So we appreciate your patience. I am very, very, I wouldn't say confident, but very, very hopeful that the issue will be resolved by the time you're listening to this episode of the podcast. So,
daily emails, y'all.
And to be honest, they are working with us. Like, they're not ghosting us.
Patreon. That's true.
They're working with us a lot. It's annoying, but they're annoyed with it too. So, anyway, we're just letting you know
that. I'm annoyed that they're annoyed.
You just put annoyed, period. You need a shirt. Didn't you have a shirt that says, I'm annoyed?
Yeah. I don't know where that is. I think I left it at some guy's house.
Yeah.
Oh, I lose so many shirts that way.
I want to say one thing about this. Some of you are like, wait a minute. I looked on my Apple Podcasts and I clicked and I can't listen to Love After Lockup or Lip or whatever. Remember, if you subscribe to Patreon or Supercast and you listen to those shows in your Apple RSS, like you put the RSS feed in the Apple subscription. You need to think about that's almost like, quote, a different podcast. Because some of you are getting confused.
I love the way you're explaining this because we've had so many DMs. Questions.
So it's a different podcast. Whereas our public feed,
yes,
with commercials, that's on Apple.
Apple Podcasts.
The way that works is our public feed is on Apple for everyone. The way Apple subscriptions work is if you're not subscribed, it will show you love. It will show you Love After Lockup.
Yes.
It'll say, do you want to listen to this? You click on it, and then it says you can listen to this, but you have to pay
for
the subscription, like an app. Apple does not recognize nor know if you are a Patreon member or a super sissy and won't. So I think some of you are looking at the wrong feed.
Carl Spice says, that's the web I've been doing.
So a good – yes. So a kind of a good way for you to know that is that if you're on the Apple app – it's going to
the Apple Podcast app.
Podcast app. It's going to be a picture of us with the purple background,
yes,
with the microphone and headphones. And if it's something you got from Patreon or Supercast, it's going to have that RG Plus logo.
RG Plus.
So that's how you know where to look for.
I'm glad
Apple psychic. Apple does it. Apple does know everything you do.
I know it. That seems pedantic to say.
No, I'm not annoyed. It's a confusing thing.
But it is a confusing thing.
It is. Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've had a lot of people like when I got the first thing, I'm like, oh, I guess that could be confusing.
It's confusing. So yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's what I wanted to say. Let's go. All right.
Misha and Nicola,
Yahweh,
our Heavenly Father, I really, really fervently pray that this flight does not have turbulence and everything goes on time, that my daughters will open their hearts and see that the love of my life is actually in Israel. And I hope he's cute. Because I don't really know. And I hope they don't run out of the fish because it's Friday.
Everlasting. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy
Spirit. And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, I love watching this crazy bitch.
I do. I do want to say this as an ex-Catholic. Look, Poodle and I are not fans of organized religion a lot because we've had a lot of trauma with
mm-hmm.
it. So nobody said anything about it, but I just want to, we also recognize that, and we have a lot of Catholic sissies that listen.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't, we are not, yes, we'll come for Catholicism, but the way they treat women and stuff. We'll talk about things like that. But we do, like somebody posted in the Sissy Squad about, we know there are like very LGBT,
yeah,
not the in general, but like sections and parishes that actually yeah. are. We know all that. We appreciate those posts, though. I think I just want to say, as an ex-Catholic, we're not making fun of Catholicism. We're making fun of Misha because
I don't know.
She's pretty.
Yeah, we are. I'm making fun of Catholicism a little
and
bit.
And that's fine. But
I do want to say, in general, though, especially the Catholic Church has been historically abusive to LGBTQ people.
Yes.
And that is something that is completely earned and needs to be talked about.
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying is these two arguments and these two, not really arguments, these two threads can exist independently, and we can talk about both of these.
Yeah, exactly.
We will not have people, you cannot try to completely disparage one or the other. Mm-hmm. Because these are multifaceted arguments.
And I think in the context of this show, we do respect other people's, especially sissies. I respect your face a lot.
Me!
Poodle, no.
In the middle.
But it is, as someone who was a Catholic, to see how that's fascinating to see how Misha and Nicola are just really, it's the kind of adage of so much of people interpret and adjust faith to the needs. So they really use it as an excuse to just do what they want.
In
a selfish way, if I'm honest.
Any religion, when it becomes radicalized or dogmatized, is not always going to be healthy.
Yeah.
For the people practicing it, as well as the people they decide to either judge or the people around them.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I just wanted to say that. So we thank you for those posts, and some of you have messaged me. I know that. I'm aware of that. So we know there are pockets of hope, very small, but it's
again,
starting.
Both those things can be true.
Yeah.
Both of these things can be true. There is not. We do not need to indict. Because history has indicted the Catholic Church. Yeah. So it's not hard. We don't have to argue for that.
Yeah.
It's obvious to most people.
Exactly.
So that's what I'll say.
So everybody's been fine about this. This is quite everything. Wonderful, actually. So I just wanted to say that. I did see someone in our Patreon comment and said, I like to call Misha Megan Fox News, and I laughed hysterically for about 15 minutes because she kind of looks like she kind of looked like Megan Fox's mom.
I said it's Fox News Weekend Desk.
Yeah, Weekend Desk.
It's very
It gives that energy. Yeah, she does the talk and everything.
My goal is engagement when I go, and the worst part would be losing my best friend.
Her best friend of 7 years, y'all. Her beautiful daughters. Stunning daughters take her to the airport.
Half Swedish, half American.
Are they? Because their names are Mora and Moria and Shay.
Seva or Svea.
Mind autocorrected. Svea. Svea.
Nordic names or Scandinavian names.
Yeah, but I bet their father's hot.
Oh yeah, definitely. She's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Yeah.
That good word.
Oh yeah, Nicola. But it's the same. It's the same. Well, yeah, news anchor. Look, it looked like they all came out of like Sylvester McMonkey McBean's machine of the Sneetches. Do you know that book? They all had stars, and then they all decided they didn't want stars.
Yes.
And then he's like, "No, the cool Sneetches are the ones without stars." And he's like, "But you know what? I think it's back now. They all want stars." It's all about trends. And my mother would say, see, that's why you'd mark to beat your own drum. That one resonated with me.
No, that's good.
Anyway, that's why I'm in Enneagram 4.
But
there's a lot of reasons.
It's a good one.
So he is picking her up and he's like, it's not nervous. It's about excitement. It's been 16 years since I kissed a woman.
Whoa.
And y'all, they do hug. She kisses him on the mouth.
They seem very into one another. She's like rubbing his head.
Thanks be to God.
Rubbing his head. And he says, you look even better. And she says, you look even better. And
that's
I'm going.
I went,
wait, is God real? Because I can't believe that she's attracted to him.
The thing I thought is, I thought we were going to get, she said, do I look like you expect? He's like, exactly. Even better. And he said, did I? And I expected her to go, But she said, you exceeded them. You're even cuter, even better.
And that's where I went.
I went, you're past the point of no return.
Am I seeing two globes in my living room while I'm vacuuming? Went, what's happening?
Him? Like her? I don't think he's cute.
I don't think
he is even relatively in her league.
I mean, I would say he's fine if he hadn't talked, but already the little bit we know about him, I just feel like he's going to be a bullish, stubborn asshole.
He's
going
to be such an asshole. My shorts are very short today. These are new.
I like them. Where'd you get them?
Bottoms Lab. That's what it's called.
What? Like,
it's called what? Bottoms Lab.
What?
But, it's called like your shorts and pants. They have shorts and pants, and it's called Bottoms Lab. Yes, it sounds like I'm talking about like top and bottoms.
Is it? This was a Facebook ad, right? Or an Instagram
Facebook ad.
They market this to gay men, right?
Totally. But I loved the shorts. They were really cute.
Well, they are really cute.
And they have really good customer service. Get your husband a nice pair of shorts from Bottoms Lab this summer. They fit well.
Well,
and there was cheap.
Oh, well, there
we are. You're speaking poodle now.
There we are. They're cheap.
Clearance. Anyway, y'all, she's taken her entire wardrobe, it seems, in 2 weeks.
She has.
And he's like, see if anything will fit in this small car. It's like the miracle of the two loaves and the fishes. Do you know what that is?
I remember them talking about it. It's like the guy's car, the boat, like he couldn't fish. And it Jesus was, said, hey, I think you're cool, and like touched his head or something like that. And then he got all the fishes in the boat.
It was that there's 5,000 people and they'd only caught, they'd had two loaves of bread and I believe five fishes. I'm not sure. But Jesus waved his hand over it, went abracadabra, and it was enough to feed the 5,000.
Yeah.
So the car will magically get a big ass so they can put the suitcases in.
Yeah.
This is the magical thinking that only crazy Christian nutters do.
I know. It's literally.
It's fantastic.
It's funny to me that people that are super Christian, like, don't believe in things like Harry Potter, when literally Harry Potter, they have a small house and they walk in and it's a mansion.
Yep. Yep. It's magic. Jesus is magic. So we are going to, they're saying, I'm going to say an Our Father and a Hail Mary to make sure the car doesn't break down. And I wrote down, this is so fucking crazy.
It's, well, what is, so they pray in the car and she's like, they're driving there. What's more interesting to me is, this is what I talked about earlier, how it's a commandment, y'all. Thou shalt not lie.
Yeah.
He is completely lying to all of his family that he lives with, that he is dating this woman.
He'll find a way to work that out,
but,
though.
But I mean, like to me, though, the fact that he's saying, well, I can't. And so he's lying to them, and he's lying to her because she doesn't know this.
Right. No, I agree with you. No, it's very selective. They're going to Nazareth, and we should go to commercial.
That was very well done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you remember when that Jesus of Nazareth show came on? It was like a mini series. Oh, my mother watched it.
Was that on?
Oh,
like,
it was a made for TV movie.
I think I did watch
that. Oh, it was a big thing in the church. We did watch parties. My mom watched it. Oh, she cried and cried and cried. Cried and cried and cried.
Such a sweet story, especially the crucifixion of Jesus.
Oh.
Something that kids definitely need to
see. We watched it. We did. We watched it.
Yeah.
Anyway. She cried. She loved it. She doesn't believe in God now, but she loved it then.
Well, there you go. So we're going to Nazareth, the city of Jesus. Jesus town. And he's like, but we're not staying with my mom because she knows nothing.
Because she knows nothing.
And nothing. Y'all, they're at the hotel. There's two separate beds because he's like, she is my bride, but she's not my bride right now, but if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. So they
got their Lucy and Ricky beds.
Yes. Yes. Lucy and Ricky bed. And they go up there, and then Misha starts talking about how, like, she knows he hasn't kissed anyone. Like, so she knows everything about him, yeah, except for that he didn't tell his parents. And we think that he knows everything about her. We're not sure yet. But it's 90 Day Fiancé. I'm sure a secret can
come
out.
No, something's going to come out. I have a feeling they've got, I just know they've got something on him that he said, just from the way they're telling the story, that's going to fucking burn a hole in your face. I just know
I think, actually, I think that actually he's the one that's going to ruin this relationship.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think it's going to be her.
It's him.
She's going to get, and sadly, I think she's going to get burned.
Yep. Oh, she will.
Because yep. I think she's like totally like drank the Kool-Aid and actually cares for this guy.
She's in a state of religious fervor that yeah. is making her make extremely unfortunate decisions. Yep. It's a bad place to be in to make decisions about love.
Because I don't think he wants, he doesn't seem like the type too that, I don't think he would want to live in the U.S. And I don't know if she would want to move.
I think that's what she's said that. That's what she's talking to her daughters.
Oh, that she would move?
Yeah.
Oh,
that he's going to come there.
I don't know when we tell mama that we live with.
That's true. A lot of this story hasn't really been fully thought out yet. We're kind of giving it to God for these two people.
Yeah.
Also a bad idea. Because y'all, God is not a good crisis manager. He's got a lot going on.
He's trying to find some billionaires in the submarine. Of course, maybe they're found or they're dead by now or found by the time.
I think if you're hearing this, maybe something's happened. I don't know. I've sent way too many memes out. So I'm afraid to say anything because people will tell me I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, you and Christine are rotting in hell.
All I need to say is I think the orcas might be winning. The ocean done told you. That's what I'm going to say.
Don't get me started about this TikTok I saw about the resonance of our, like, the Earth's vibration is changing and all this
yeah.
shit. Mother Earth is pissed, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
She pissed.
The ocean done told you.
The ocean done told you. So she says, I know these gestures won't lead to sex, but y'all, she wants to make out and cuddle.
And she says, and what's interesting here is she's like, I'm comfortable being flirty and touchy, but I don't think he really has that kind of ability. If he's not an affectionate person, that's going to be a problem. Where do you expect him to get that vocabulary if he doesn't date?
From movies? Like, where is he going to get it? He's not.
No.
That's an experiential thing. No matter how much you study it, you have to do it.
Yeah, you can't. It's like when someone says, when you try to teach yourself to kiss on your hand. Did you do that?
Yeah, everybody does that when they're kids.
Yeah, but it's not the same when you actually do it.
Now, I have helped one of my girlfriends suck her husband's dick by using a banana.
I think that's a little different.
You can do that. And you know what? She gave me 4-star review on Yelp as a teacher afterwards.
Good for
Said
you.
Said saved her marriage.
I don't know if her marriage was worth that much anyway, if that saved her marriage.
Well, you know.
Later, y'all, he comes back in with some wine. Her clothes
like
are
just
everywhere.
Everything. Clothes, shoes, makeup, deodorant.
I'm amazed at how fast this was. Very industrious.
It was like magic again. It was just like, it was like she, all of her stuff was in one of like those little pills and she put it in water and it just expanded and blew up everywhere.
There are way, this is way too many clothes for 2 weeks. I don't know what's happening.
It's way too many clothes.
Yeah, it's like, this is enough clothes for a month.
That's where we see, I think we're going to see, she's got a little bit more of some personality quirks that he's probably not going to deal with well.
And then you see him kind of losing it because he's not in control of the situation. And she goes, say to yourself, I will learn to love. And he's like, yeah, I love you. She's like Celine Dion. Yeah.
Yeah, she is like Celine Dion.
Anyway, then he feeds her and it's really uncomfortable. And he kind of like wipes her mouth with a rough napkin. He's like, she's like, yeah, that's normally done with a little bite of food.
Yeah.
And then she basically asks him how he's feeling. And he's like,
this is time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater.
I'll be playing the role of Misha and you will play Nicola.
Okay.
Um, weren't following my retard. I was connecting.
Oh, yeah, I was watching. Yeah, that was it. Watching you connect.
Just a little retardando at
the end. I'm so glad I 100% watched that.
So, I'll let you take it from... Nicola, how are you feeling with all this?
It's great. It's great. I love you. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You look like that babe from Transformers, you know?
Yes.
Like where God sends machine angels down.
Yes. That was a great movie.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The forces of the devil.
Yes. 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 I love that one.
The Decepticons.
Yes. Oh, the Satancons. Yes, babe.
Wasn't Bumblebee like Jesus in that
Bumblebee
movie?
Oh, Bumblebee. Yeah. I love the way how he does that. The radio. Oh, Bumblebee. So funny. He's so good. God, it's funny, honey. Isn't God funny?
He reminded me so much of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, me too. You know, I'm kind of like, I look in your eyes and
yeah.
I'm like trying, I'm not looking down at your beautiful, beautiful boobies.
My
boobies,
bazoongas?
Boobies, boobies. But no.
Careful, don't sin.
No, I'm not going to sin. I just want to say, let's get married now. Let's just do it. Why not? Why not? Are you sure? We can call Father Harry. Father Gary. Father Jerry.
I may have made a terrible mistake. I said that out loud.
What?
I mean, I know, you know what? I love you for wanting that.
If God brings you somebody, you just do it. Remember what God said in the Bible? Why ask why?
I think that was an advertising campaign.
What?
But that's true.
Oh, I thought I read it in Psalms.
Yeah, I have a feeling... That was guest jeans.
Oh. Which jeans?
I've got 11 pairs over there.
Which jeans? I don't know. Levi's? Are they Levi's?
Guess. Guess.
Joe jeans?
Guess.
Diesel?
Guess.
No. Gap.
I'm going to put this spoon through your eye.
Okay.
But I'm going to just tell you, it's not that I disagree with you, but I don't totally agree with you. You understand what I'm saying? That make you feel better as a man? We need to get to know each other deeply and figure things out. Stop looking at my boobies, please.
Oh, well, they're just so pretty.
Whatever you want, babe.
Whatever you want, babe. Whatever you want, I'll do.
Okay.
Just for the boobies.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it later, okay?
All right.
Let's say an hour for hour before we go to bed.
Lord,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Our Father who art in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
On earth as it is in heaven.
If you want it the most, there's no easy way out.
Yes, when my Celine, sing. Sing, my Celine angel.
Don't give up. Faith.
Up on your faith.
Love comes to those who believe
it.
Cause that's the way it is.
Boobies.
And scene. That was stupid. Her face, when he's like, let's get married. I'd marry you right now. She went... Her eyes just kind of went, gook.
She's like, I need to.
That's the kind of look when someone would say, oh, keep going. You're not done. And she goes, in other news, there was an escaped hippo today at the zoo.
At the zoo. He gives me different ways, but something about him reminds me of Osama.
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 Are you ready to move on to a new couple alert?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Christian.
30.
From Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Adina.
Another Minnesota. Well, yeah, he lives in Minneapolis.
But I looked. It's literally Minneapolis.
I wonder if it's Adina or Adina.
Not familiar.
And Cleo, 32, originally from Italy, but now living in London.
Yep.
Okay.
Christian's a lot. We see him like with friends for Halloween.
He's dressing up as a Ron Burgundy news anchor.
I think that's a funny thing. He seems funny. He got on your nerves because you don't like anyone. I thought he seemed funny.
He got on my nerves.
I probably would make him laugh. I'd love.
Tries too hard.
I think it'd be fun to play poker with him and have a beer.
You have no taste.
I think it'd be fun. He seems fine. Besides, I'd like to hang out with him to get to know his friend Ben.
Holy shit. Fuck. You mean man bun. Well, later on, I said he's playing poker with either two hipster barbers or two mixologists.
I'm going to say mixologist.
No, man bun is hot.
Guys in Minnesota are hot.
They are.
Ooh, corn.
Send us some hot pictures of your Minnesota husbands.
Meat and potatoes.
They don't need to be nude.
They can be.
They can be.
As long as everyone's consenting.
I also think that...
What if someone said, hey, gays, my husband said it was fine for me to send you his dick pic. That would be weird.
That's happened before. To me.
That's not appropriate.
They've done it. I haven't asked.
We make or maybe do I not have send asked. Poodle your husband's dick pic.
Who said they were their husbands? I don't ever respond. Baby.
Yeah.
But I want to say, I don't know if the way you should present yourself as someone as introing yourself is yourself in your Halloween costume. To me, that's a lot of red flags. It means...
Well, he didn't choose to do it. They did.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
They
could have filmed something totally different. The show's the one that put him in that way.
I get what you're saying. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Can't read her.
Starry-eyed.
Oh, he says that he gets called starry-eyed Christian because he's had a few serious relationships. Now, I was like, well, he seems fine. He seems normal. Then he said, I've already been married during the pandemic and got it annulled. And I went, oh, well.
Something's going on. This one's a dreamer.
Yeah.
He thinks this one is a dreamer.
Yeah.
I just think anything involving this guy is not really set in reality.
I think that, yeah, the dreamer aspect is, I think that he's going to think, but maybe I'm wrong, but he's going to think things are easier dating Cleo than they are.
And I could have told you he was a Gemini from seeing one thing. Because that's a big thing for Cleo later on, is astrology.
Yes, it is.
I wonder
if she listens to Chaney. She should.
I've dated way... I'm not saying Geminis are bad. Don't come at me. I've dated them. And difficult experience in general.
Especially if you're a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go good.
No, not... Yeah, didn't go too good. Especially me. So...
Then we meet Cleo. That's where we meet Cleo.
He said, I want someone to come home to. And Cleo, I might have found that. She's a model from Italy who lives in London. They started talking on socials
a year ago.
She's
32, so they're around the same age.
And she says, she's different from the women I've dated in the past. And we video call every night. Then we meet said Cleo.
Cleo.
And now, the thing here is, she's like, I'm a model. I'm a student and a model, and I'm autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's new for this program.
I thought it was so cool how that, I guess, I don't know if this is a thing in London or wherever, but maybe people do it here and I just don't know, that she wears a lanyard sometimes in public.
Sometimes, yeah.
And that it shows that she has a disability. They
do it here.
We do. Great.
Especially some disabled adults. It's not a sunflower lanyard sometimes. It'll be a specific one, but it will have, I have a disability. And if something goes wrong, if I have a panic attack, the school I used to teach at, people would have
one. Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Not, and if you don't want one, don't you? But it's nice to have the option.
Yeah. I want to point out, too, she is using the term. She is saying, I'm autistic. And a lot of times, what I've worked with people who have autism, and we'll use person first terminology. So you'll often hear me go out of my way to say this is a person with autism instead of saying an autistic person, because there's a she does say that. So
we're going to use her language.
If you hear me switching around, I'm saying that's part of my training.
Yeah.
So if you one of the reasons person first tech and terminology was invented is because people would say that's an autistic and they would just start saying that, and it felt very, very humiliating for people. So
very othering.
Yeah. But she does say, now it's interesting. She was saying, I put on my headphones. This is a very common thing. If you go to any school for learning disabilities or any type of ASD, you will see people, kids with headphones. It's a sensory overload thing.
Isn't it part of a symbol to, I feel like.
No, it's for sensory overload.
Yeah.
Because there's too much. There's too much sound. There's too much on the street.
Yeah.
And it's a much better way to kind of even out all of your senses. And you get overwhelmed quite easily. Because most of the time with people with autism, it's just certain senses and certain parts of their experience are just so heightened. And they do not know how to deal with it.
Right.
And this is a really great way of coping. The people with autism, they can almost always find a way to control their environment through means like this. There's sometimes you can't, just like the show
Love on the Spectrum.
Yes, thank you.
So she goes to see her friend Osama. He's cute too, and I like that he just flat out says, "Yeah, we met in college. We talked about deep things and did a lot of psychedelics." I was like, great.
And at one point, and I don't think we've ever seen this before, they're talking and you could see her being uncomfortable. And she says, I'm sorry, guys. For people with autism.
She breaks the fourth wall.
People with autism. And it showed the crew. And this is so, so specific to people who have autism. She immediately starts going, what's your sign? Because right for her, she says, people with autism often have a fixation and sometimes it changes, but that's something that they can do. It helps them understand the world around them. And I loved it when she was just asking the crew that. That's such a familiar experience.
A Libra cameraman.
Yeah.
Libra cameraman.
I just felt so much love for her. And also I loved it that they showed that.
Yeah.
And that is her coping with trying to understand this world.
I think this couple and David and Sheila are going to be the couples they want us to root for.
I hope so. I'm just a little worried that we're going to talk about something in a minute. But this idea of she's like, he's a Gemini and I'm really, really worried that his highs are highs and lows are lows. And I'm worried because I have autism.
She seems very even keeled, correct?
Well, I think she is going into this with already a two-pronged approach. And
I don't think they're going to work out, only because when I say root for, but it's 90 Day Fiancé. Nobody seems like they both seem like decent people. But if he's the life of the party and if he's Mr. Social and likes all that,
she's introverted.
That would be hard for me. I could not date someone.
Absolutely not.
I don't mean introverted, but I mean like if it's hard for her to be around that a lot and that couldn't be a big part of her life, like that would not be easy for me.
Later on, they are thrift store shopping with her friend Jane. And she didn't, she's like, I never thought I could do long distance and he's never dated. And we find out, and what a lot of us probably saw already, that she said he's never dated a trans woman before.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the experience. And most of us, when we saw her, if we have an experience with trans people, they're like, I think that's a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we have just people in our lives. You'll go, you can usually see trans people and know that they're there. And he has a different feeling about that. And mm-hmm. we're going to talk about that in a second. But she said, I felt bad growing up because I didn't want to come out as trans because I was already autistic.
I was already giving them so much.
And it's so funny that some of my students and people I know who are both people with autism and either LGBTQ, they are late to come out or they're feeling really bad. That is a very common thing. They're like, I don't want to spring this whole other thing on them.
Yeah, because you grow up thinking about what other people think of you, because that you're wrong.
And he said that wasn't a problem for him, and he's attracted to me as a person. And she says also she's been transitioning for 9 years, hormones and on testosterone blockers.
And she says she's a simp for him.
She is a simp for him.
A simp. And then I love the producer said, what is a simp? And I went, well, you didn't work on Love After Lockup. You don't know Deontay at all. But she said the simp is when your brain is done and you would do anything for him.
Now, I'm really worried she's going to get hurt. But
she does say he's the most extroverted person she's ever dated.
And she says, I'm really worried that he's going to be able to deal with the societal pressure of dating a trans person. And I'm so glad this was brought up, because on Gabe and Isabel's season, that was never really brought up in the same way, because Gabe passes.
Yeah,
because
it's passing.
So this is a very different type of circumstance.
Yeah.
Now, he later even says, makes a comment about saying, well, she completely, we would never know. And I don't know if that's, number one, I'm not going to judge his feelings on that. I think she's going to have a problem with him talking like that, because it implies that how she is and how she can pass, and it's a good thing she can pass.
I don't know how she'll feel about that. Yeah. I don't know. I really like though when he was with Ben and his other friends and he was talking to them, and then because people are curious and his friends were very concerned about the anatomy
of
Cleo.
What and we know.
I love that he was like, yeah, that's for her to speak to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that. And even the talking head, when he said, I don't go around asking you about your boyfriend's dick.
No, it's true.
Like, we do. We do on Reality Gate. But I love, though, that he made that comparison. He's like, yeah, I'm not entertaining those things.
I'm a little worried about his friends, especially the woman who was there, said, well, are you attracted to other genders? He's like, well, she's a woman to me. And that the woman, other the Kristen, her name, could not wrap her hand around
it. I want to say that, yeah, she said, that's what I wrote. And it's that idea of, like, again, y'all, if you're watching this, divorce yourself from the idea of gender is just what
sex.
A physical body is, the sex.
Yeah.
The essence of Cleo, like, Cleo says she's a woman.
Cleo says she's a woman. She's a
Full
woman.
Full stop.
Yeah.
And so just, so, and I loved, you know, because Minneapolis is a pretty progressive city.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we don't know fully like his world. But when he said, so I don't think, yes, I don't think he's probably not dated. He says he's never dated someone trans.
Yeah.
But it's like the fourth largest pride. Like, he probably has been around LGBTQ folk, I would hope. But I just love that he was like, she's a woman. And he even says, like, for me, it's about the person. So he's saying all the right things.
I agree. I'm just, I don't know. I wonder when, because this is in preparation for her to come over. I wonder how he's going to deal with friends and maybe family who talk like this.
I don't know. I kind of hope that 90, I hope their storyline, Gabe, of his own volition, talks so much about his anatomy and all that kind of stuff. I kind of hope they don't ever talk about it because I agree. I don't feel like that's our business, but we'll see what they do.
She volunteered that she has not had that surgery and is waiting for the right person to go through that with. My first impulse was saying, like, well, do it for you and not the other person. But I don't know if that's what she's saying, but that's what it felt like to me.
Mm.
I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst, if that makes any sense.
I have more hope for them than you. For me, I'm actually not less worried about the trans stuff. I'm more worried about
me
him
too.
Being an extrovert.
Me too.
I'm
thinking what happens when the lights go out. I'll be interested to see. What I don't want the show to do is focus on how comfortable he is, because I don't want it. I don't want it to be about his comfort level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm rooting for them. It probably means it's going to crash and burn.
Yeah, you're a real simp.
Anybody, I'm a simp too. Anybody I root for.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
David and Sheila. Okay. I got emotional. I got emotional. I got teary-eyed.
Why did your daddy... like, give you something?
The poppers were so strong.
Oh, okay.
Brand new.
He turned up the shock, the butthole plug.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
No, this...
I thought it was fine. I don't think they're into each other. Are you kidding? It was like a love story.
I was about to punch you in the jaw. I was going to give you a neck surgery already. When she was frantically trying to, because she's been learning ASL, and she's just trying to like learn to speak, and he's kind of helping her along and not understanding, and they're both trying so hard just, I can get teared up just a minute to think about it. They're trying so hard to communicate with each other. In and both of them have had to work hard to do that in the whole lives.
Mm.
Yeah, and I just, it was so sweet. So he's on the plane, y'all. Do you know, everyone's been saying she looks pregnant in her talking heads.
Oh, maybe.
We don't know anything about, I don't know a lot about pregnant women. So.
You know nothing.
I don't.
I know quite a bit about that. Oh, and I haven't paid attention.
Well, you should look.
So I'll look and pay attention. I know.
Yeah.
I can find out. I remember one girl that I worked with, she was only 2 months, and I just walked by her. I shouldn't have, but we had been friends
for a while. You shouldn't
have
said anything.
We've been friends for a while, so we're good friends, but I walked by her, and I just said, are you pregnant?
You can't ask people that.
I know. Don't do that, y'all. Don't. This was years ago.
I would not do that now.
But still, I wouldn't do that now, but.
I was right.
Well, you should look, because... But people have been saying that maybe it was what she's wearing.
Maybe.
But anyway.
That would be, I mean, she's 43. So for her to...
Is she 43?
Oh, wait, no.
That's Misha.
No, he's 40. He's in his 40s.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm sorry. I have it right here. Sheila's 31. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Sheila's 31. I don't remember David's age. You're right. Misha is 43. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
So, y'all, she basically says, he's like, 2 years, I've given my heart and my soul. And she sees him, y'all, and immediately you can tell something just breaks loose in her. And she hugs him.
Runs towards him.
And he says, I could smell her and her perfume and her hair, and I'm so glad she's in my arms. And she says, welcome to my homeland. And they both say, he says, you're so beautiful. And then she says, I have hope again. And y'all, she is sobbing.
Yes.
In his arms. This is peak 90 day. I want to say that. This
oh,
is the kind
strong
of
words,
this is
bitch.
Peak 90 day when
strong
you,
words.
When you can film a moment that is so compelling on a lot of different levels.
It's true.
And they've set up the storytelling. This is when the show transcends normal documentary stuff.
Yeah, he's gonna cheat on her. It's gonna crash and burn.
He is not gonna cheat on her.
Yeah, they're gonna go bad.
Why I think this could go bad is I think he might get frustrated with not being able to express himself in around her, or maybe her kid. I think these have the most potential. This couple has the potential.
But she's
to
learning,
go the distance.
So like she actually, I know she doesn't know a lot, but she spoke with him pretty well.
Yeah.
I thought.
But I think this couple has the most potential this season.
Potential.
And I'd love that.
Potential.
Speaking of, I got sent a thing of Kimbali and Jamal doing Pillow Talk. Uh-huh. I don't know if it got sent to you or not, but she did like this, and Jamal's like, "Boy, she's even worse than your season." And Kimbali went, "Whoa!" And she went like a W, "Whoa!" And I'm like, "She's taken our impression of her and made it her new catchphrase."
Because she said "whoa." That's where we got it from.
I know.
So she took it back.
She took back when she went, "Whoa."
I kind of love Kimberly. I love her. I would 100% hang out with her.
She acts like...
I thought about messaging her.
She kind of talks like this. She still talks like this on the Pillow Talk.
Oh, they're great. I thought about messaging her because Usman, you know, is now dating this American woman. I found out she is American.
Actually, oh, really?
We thought she was British. And the Sissy Squad, they said she's American.
Oh, they were in London.
Maybe they met. Maybe they can meet there.
Oh.
But if she's American, then guess what, y'all?
He might have finally, after two tries, he might have finally found one.
But
gonna get him
I need to message her and just tell her, like, "I'm sorry. I know that's hard to see."
She's fine.
Well, but she loved him. She cared for him. I think she did. She did a lot of fucked up things and threw milk on him a lot.
You don't know her.
I know, but I like her now. Kimberly and I went through a breakup together.
Maybe
we bonded.
Should stop having less parasocial relationships.
We would message and forth back about our exes. And I sometimes wear Super Blossom Body Splash. It smells good. It smells really fresh.
Whoa. That's the show. I'm going to need to process some of what I just heard.